All right, as you guys find your seats, I'm going to go ahead and get started because we got some dancing to do tonight and we got some dodgeball to play, right? So I know you want me off the stage so you can go do that. So I'm going to do this and then I'm going to let you guys go. So here's, so imagine with me back like 3,000 years ago, back when cavemen walked on the planet when I was 20 years old, okay? Like imagine me young. And I am in Guatemala serving as a missionary, and I'm in charge of like these like college students that just came over to Guatemala from Liberty University. And there's this group of kids, and they're hanging out with me, and I'm trying to like, I'm only a few years older than them, and we're hanging out, and this one girl is a runner on our team. And so she ran so much in that Guatemalan heat that she was not used to that she dehydrated herself real bad. So we're all kind of like standing around, chilling, talking, and she just goes like, and just like falls. And we're like, what just happened? So this girl's just like laying in the ground and I'm like 20. So I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm like, I guess we better bring her to the hospital. So like have someone help me like pick her up and throw her in the back of the car. Like toss her in the back seat. Just like dead body style. Like, poof, there you go. And I jump in and I just start driving to the hospital in Guatemala on Guatemalan roads, which are crazy. So I'm just like, I got to get to the hospital because I'm freaking out. I'm like, I just killed a girl. Like, what did I just do? So I'm just focused, man. All I can think about is arriving to the hospital so that I, woo, so I can pass this girl off to doctors who can like take care of her because I don't know what to do. So I'm driving maybe a little bit fast on these like crazy Guatemalan roads that twist and turn and there's animals everywhere. It's just like this like crazy wild scene from Jurassic Park. It felt like, at least in my brain, as I'm trying to drive. So here I am, and I got all the windows down because the AC doesn't work in this, like, Flintstone mobile I'm driving. And, like, things are falling off this vehicle as I'm driving. It's so old. So all the windows are down, and I'm just driving away. This girl's passed out in the back seat, and I'm just, like, looking at the road, like, get me to the hospital. I'm just, like, seeking out this hospital with all my heart. I have to get there. And then, poof, I'm like, oh, no. All of a sudden, the entire cab of the car fills up like someone was in a pillow fight, and the pillow just exploded. There are feathers everywhere, like getting in my mouth. I'm like, pop, pop, doing one of those. Like the whole cab of the car is full of feathers. I'm like, this is not good. I don't know what just happened. Is she having a pillow fight in the back seat? Did she go crazy? I turn around. I see this girl still passed out, feathers everywhere, and there is splattered blood all over the car, all over her face as she's still unconscious. And there are feathers falling and sticking into the blood. So it looks like I just tar and feathered this girl with like blood and feathers. I'm freaking out. I'm like, I'm about to arrive at the hospital. I got a passed out chick in the back who's like got blood all over her now, feathers all over her face. The doctors are going to think I'm some witch doctor doing some like potion on her. I'm like, well, I'm going to get arrested for sure. I'm going to jail. And so I pull in, you know, and then I find out, obviously, I hope you figured out by now, this crazy bird thought it could just fly into my car. And as it was coming into the back seat, bam, it hits that, you know, like when the window's down, it hit that part of the car and just blew up. It just exploded. So I find like bird pieces all over the car. It was amazing. It was disgusting. It was all of it at once. It was crazy, right? But as I was driving the car, though, some of you guys have like moments, right, in your life where you've had that kind of craziness of like, you can't see anything else. There's something super important you're doing, or maybe it's scary in the moment. And so all you can think about is the thing you have to get done. It's just like laser focus you get. I was seeking out that hospital like a laser missile. Like I had to get there. She was going to die, right? And as I read a verse I want to share with you guys tonight, Jeremiah 29:13. I just got one verse for you. I swear I'm not going to keep you forever. But Jeremiah 29:13 says this. It says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And so tonight, as you're going back to school, how many of you guys, is this your first day back at school? All right, public schoolers, yes. All right, you guys loving it? Everybody loving your first week so far? Your first day, good teachers? All right, you're excited, I can tell. Listen, as you pursue this year, I bet you're thrilled. You sound like it. As you start the year, though, let me give you one piece of advice. Can I? Is that okay? Whatever you put your mind to this year, will you remember that there's always something more important than any of these other things going on? That Jesus, what this verse just said, should be the thing that you are focused on, laser focused. Jesus, he says, if you seek him, you'll find him if you seek him with all your heart. Not just a piece, not just some little compartmentalized little piece of like, Jesus, you can have this. Don't touch the rest. You can have this little piece, but all of it, like your whole heart. What that means is that you're seeking Jesus more than you're seeking everything else in your life. Like you want Christ more than anything else in your life. It becomes this laser focus of like, I mean, all I can see is you. And you're like, but Rob, there's a lot of good things I'm going to try to do this year. And I'm not saying don't do them. Don't hear me wrong. There are awesome things that you have in mind that you're seeking out as goals, things you want to accomplish and be successful at. And I want that for you too. So does Jesus. But as you seek them out, will you do something? Will you focus more on Jesus than on those things that you set your mind to? Because the Bible says that if you seek him with all of your heart, that you'll find him. And it also says that seek first the kingdom of God, his righteousness, and then all these things will be added to you. He's not saying get rid of them all. He's saying seek Jesus first. Seek Jesus with your whole heart, and then all of these other things are going to fall into the right place. But otherwise, it's like doing this puzzle where you really don't know how it goes together, and you're just like slamming the pieces in. You're like forcing it. Like, that's how I do puzzles. I do not have the patience to do a puzzle, right? And you just cram it in. Like, that looks good. That's kind of reddish, you know, and there's red around it. Like, and it doesn't really fit, but you force it. Sometimes our lives can feel that way because there's things we want. And there's going to be a lot of stuff you want to accomplish this year, whether it's like, I want that 4.2 GPA or whatever. It's probably low nowadays, right? I want to be like a star athlete. Or you've got that guy or girl that you really like and you want to impress them this year. You want to date them. Like it's all you're like consumed with that. Or a group of friends you want to be a part of. Like there's so many things, right? And Jesus is like, all that stuff will fall into the right place in the puzzle of your life if you seek Jesus first. With your whole heart, and you say, Jesus, here's all the things. Will you put them in place for me? With your timing, like let them fall into place when they're supposed to, in the right places where you want them, so this thing actually makes sense and is good for me. Or you can try to shove the pieces in. You're probably not going to be happy with the result. But if you seek Jesus with all your heart, with all of it, he says, you'll find him. Look, we're seeking stuff out all the time, aren't we? Like, you guys are probably always on your phone. If you're anything like me, we scroll, seek. Like, you're, like, looking through the internet. You're scrolling through Instagram, YouTube, Amazon, trying to find that really cool, like, whatever you're looking for. We scroll, we seek. But listen, above all the things that you're seeking, the approval of your friends or your teachers or your family, like, above everything else, will you seek Jesus first? With all your heart. Say, Jesus, you can have all of me. I don't know what it counts for, but you love me, so here, it's yours. Take it all. There was a story someone recently told me. They shared this with me, and he said that there's this guy, a captain of this big battleship, and he had a really important position that he had to fill. The guy who does, like, the Morse code. You guys know what Morse code is? It's like tippity-tap, tap-tap-tap-tap-tap, and that just said, like, you guys are awesome or something like that. I don't know. Like, you can check it out later. But, like, you tap stuff, I guess. And so that's, like, a really important, like, even today, it's important to know Morse code if you're in the Navy. So he was looking for this really important position on his ship. And so he advertised for, or however they do it, like, in the Navy. And all these guys, like, show up to his office. They're lining the hall. There's a ton of people. They have all got their resumes. They're super impressive. Like, they have lots of experience. They're older dudes who have, like, got lots of training and education, and they're lined up way down this hallway hoping to be the one who gets chosen for this job on this particular captain's ship. All of a sudden, this young dude shows up, like, fresh out of, like, the you know, schooling and all that deal, and he just shows up, and he just, like, everybody notices him. He's way back at the end of the line, but he ain't stopping. He just keeps walking, and the guys at the back watch him pass them by, like, bro, like, there's a line here. Like, where are you going? Where are you cutting? And he just keeps walking all the way up to the front. These guys are starting to get upset. Like, who does he think he is? He opens the door and walks straight into the captain's office and closes the door behind him. Never knocked. Never got announced or permission. They're like, he's going to get shot. Like, this guy just walked in. What kind of guts does he have? They're sitting there wondering what happened to him. Is he dead? Like, did they kill him when he went in there? And then all of a sudden they hear over the loudspeaker this announcement. Thank you guys for coming today. Everyone who's been seeking this position, the position has been filled. So you can leave. They're stunned. They're like looking around like, are you kidding me? Like that dude just walked in past us? That's not fair at all. You see how young he is? There's no way he has the experience. There's no way he has the education or the training like we do. And he just walked right by us. And they're pretty upset. They're complaining. They're getting upset outside in that little hallway. And all of a sudden the door opens. And out walks that young dude. And they stop him, right? They don't let him by. And we got a question for you. How? Who do you think you are? You could just walk by us and go in. How could you get this job? That's not fair. And he said, listen, when I walked up, I heard over the loudspeaker Morse code tapping. He said, and the Morse code message said, first person to hear this and understand it, to walk in my office and ask for the job, gets it. And so I did. None of you guys heard it. And so he got the job. You see, the thing is, like, the dude walked up, and the dude was, like, on a mission. He wanted that job. He was focused on what he was doing. He wasn't standing in the hallway bragging and talking about all the stuff that he can do. The other dudes were distracted. They weren't even listening. They weren't paying attention. This guy came focused, looking for something. And because he came focused, seeking something, it allowed him to hear the important things, to notice the important things. And here at Firehouse, you guys heard it just a minute ago in our video. You've heard it last year if you were with us last year. What we want to do in this place is help you hear God's voice. Hear that message from God as he speaks to you and tells you what he wants you to do. Help you recognize it and then help you say yes. God, whatever it is you want me to do, yes is the answer. I'll obey you. And then we hope that you'd invite other people around you to join you in obeying God. And listen, if you're seeking God with all your heart, it's like walking into that hallway and you're tuned into his voice because you're already listening. You're paying attention because you want Jesus more than anything else. So you're listening and you're like, God, what do you want me to do? God, as I go to school tomorrow, who do you want me to talk to? Who do you want me to sit with at lunch? What conversations do you want me to have? God, will you bring people to my mind and to my heart that might be hurting tomorrow and they need a hug and I can go share faith with them and encouragement with them? That type of person who's seeking Jesus with all their heart, that person is already listening for God's voice. And when he speaks, because you're going, here's my whole heart, God, you're willing to say, okay, whatever you want this year for me, however you want to use me in my school or in my youth group or in my church or my community, God, the answer is yes. Whatever that looks like in my house, when I go home tonight, maybe to someone across the hallway in my own home, whatever you're calling me to do, yes is the answer. Because Jesus, I want you more than anything else. I want to seek you with all my heart. And you promise that I will find you if I do. Will you guys do me a favor? Will you just close your eyes for 1 second? I just want to talk to you for a second as the band comes back up here. Maybe you're here tonight and you've like never heard of this Jesus that I'm talking about. You don't know who he is. You've never received this forgiveness that we're talking about. And see, the thing is, we believe that Jesus is God's son. And that God loves you and me so much that even though we're sinners and we're broken, we're unworthy of God, he looks at us and says, I love you so much that I'm going to send my only son to die in your place, to pay for all that sin and brokenness. And tonight I stand before you and I tell you, I know that Jesus. People on the stage who are leading in worship, they know that Jesus we're talking about. We've trusted him, and you know what? He's changed our lives. There's a confidence that we can have that if we were to die today and we were to be standing at the gates of heaven, and Jesus is like, hey, why should I let you in? I can say, because I know you. Because I belong to you. I sought you with all my heart. I gave you my life. And Jesus, I've trusted in you and you've forgiven me. And he'll say, come on in. And maybe you're here tonight and you've never done that. And if I were to ask you, hey, where would you go if you were to die tonight? I wonder if you'd have an answer. If you could confidently look back at me and say, Rob, I know I'd go to heaven. I know I've been forgiven. I know I'm right with God. But I bet there's a few of you here tonight who couldn't do that. You couldn't confidently respond and say, you know Jesus. And look, that's okay. We would love to help you get to know Christ. We would love to show you how to talk to him and hand your life over to him and receive salvation. And if that's you tonight, here's what I'm just going to ask you to do one simple thing. I'm not going to embarrass you. But would you just let me pray for you by like just raising your hand up? You don't have to get up or walk around. But would you just slip your hand up and say, hey, that's me. Like, I don't know who this Jesus is. I would love to know. I would love to know that if I died today that I'd be going to heaven. Rob, would you pray for me? Would you just slip your hand up? Say, that's me. Yeah. I see your hand right there. Anybody else? You guys can put your hands down. Let me ask you another question. Maybe you're here tonight, you're like, I haven't been seeking Jesus with all my heart. I've been chasing after a whole bunch of stuff. I've been more worried about grades and my friends and being popular. There's something else in my life that's had my attention, and it's not Jesus. But I want to start this year off right. I want Jesus to have my whole heart. Rob, would you pray for me tonight that Jesus would be my everything? That I'd seek him with my whole heart? If that's you, would you just slip your hand up, say, honestly, just say, like, I need some prayer because I want that for this year. I want to be different this year. Yeah, look at those hands. Yes. I'm going to pray for you guys in just one second. You can put your hands down. I have one more question. Some of you guys come here, and maybe you come every week. And you'd say, like, I know who Jesus is. I've trusted in him, but I've never been baptized. I've never taken that first step where Jesus has said, the first thing I want you to do, if you call me your Lord and you say you obey me, the first thing you can do to obey me is to be baptized. To declare to people, like, I'm not ashamed of Jesus. And maybe you've never done that yet. Maybe tonight God's like, hey, it's time. It's time to have the courage to obey and do the thing I've asked you to do and be baptized. If that's you tonight, would you slip your hand up and say, yeah, I think I need to do that. Yeah, I see some hands. Listen, those of you guys who have your hands up right now, there's a bunch of you across the room. I can't remember all your faces. I need you to do me a favor, though. Before you leave here, if you're serious about this, would you stop me and talk to me throughout the rest of the night? Let's take that next step. Let me help you take that next step together, all right? You guys can put your hands down. I'm going to pray. Join me in prayer. Father, thank you for those who have raised their hands tonight, that it symbolizes something that's happening inside their hearts. These aren't just empty claims. God, we want you to move. We believe you're here. For those who would say that they want to accept you as their Savior, God, I pray before they leave this place, tonight, they would stop me, they would stop their life group leader or their friend and say, listen, I want to accept Jesus. Would you help me? Father, for those who are wanting to be baptized, give them the courage to take that step and not put it off again. It seems like a long distance between here and the back door, and by the time we get there, sometimes we just forget. Cause their minds to remember and have the courage to take that step tonight. And for those of us, God, hands across the room who raise their hands to say, Lord, we want to go all in. We want to seek you with all our hearts. Will you do that work in us? Will you cause us to chase after you? Because God, we are yours and we love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. You guys stand up and worship with us.